Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. Hello, I'm Bart Winkler, Carlos Ortiz, alongside Marco Belletti on the updates. Guess what they said coming up, 20 minutes. Our six-pack of picks for the NFL coming up, 40 minutes. You guys coming up 1 or 2 minutes. Just the latest on the Lane Kiffin situation. Lane Kiffin, head coach at Ole Miss. Yesterday, I outlined all the different places that he jumped ship. And I got kind of like into it. I really don't want him to leave. I really want him to grow where he's planted. I really think in today's college football, you can make a team a perennial contender without having to go somewhere just because, like you can make your neighborhood nice. You don't have to go move to the new subdivision. Stay there, Lane. Stay where you are. But Florida's sniffing around. Ole Miss is sniffing around. And Lane is the kind of guy that will leave because he's done it. That's his MO. They don't play this week, Ole Miss. Apparently, we're going to find out before or after, rather. Number 6, Ole Miss Rebels play Mississippi State in the Egg Bowl next Friday. Lane Kiffin is in his 6th season at Ole Miss. Reportedly, Ole Miss, Florida, and LSU have all offered him $13 to $14 million a year to coach. And if he goes, I'm going to be very disappointed. But I'm not going to get into it anymore because I'm just going to assume that he's leaving. I have never really had strong feelings about Lane Kiffin. A lot of times this Lane Kiffin drama would happen. I'd be like, I don't care. And Ole Miss, there's like 125 teams I care about in college football before I care about Ole Miss. But I really don't want him to leave. I just don't want him to leave. I don't think he needs to leave. And if he does leave, he's going to make the decision before the college football playoff? Yeah, the schedule is at play there, I guess. But what? How is that even possible? How is it possible that that could happen? How is it possible that a man would get his team, after being there for half a decade, to the spot where they can win a national championship, and when they finally get there, he's just going to leave? I do not like it. I do not like it. I would bet that he leaves. I hope he doesn't. I would bet that he leaves. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Let's go to John in South Carolina. John, what's up?
Hey, not too much, brother. Good show again. Hey, your earliest first question about the NFL referees, you basically answered yourself because there is nothing they can do for 40 hours a week except watch tapes and do stupid stuff. So, yeah, that's really why. You named it in the head. But the real thing about my Panthers, I didn't like them drafting Bryce Young, and I'm still not excited about it, but they're in such a poopy division that, you know, we're in the playoff hunt. So how bad are my Panthers? And I know my Browns are not any good again still always, but, hey, I'll take this off and kind of listen to you.
Yeah, I think if you're a Panthers fan, there's been, and thanks for the call, John, there's been a lot of there's been a lot of like different feelings that you've had during the season. There's a lot of feelings of we are bad. And there's also a lot of feelings of maybe we're not. Panthers started 0-2. Then they beat Atlanta 30-0. And that was like a popular survivor pool pick. But then they got crushed by New England. And then they beat the Dolphins, who were going through it. Then they beat the Cowboys. They beat the Jets, but only by 7. Then they got crushed by the Bills. Okay, that's what the Panthers are. They're 4-14. They're no good. They went to Green Bay, though, and won. That is a big black eye on the Packers season, with all due. Because the Panthers in that game, I mean, their whole thing was limiting Green Bay's time of possession. And I thought that was a very poorly coached game by Matt LaFleur. But as I keep saying with a lot of these teams, how you win is not up for debate. Not when it comes to who gets in the playoffs. If we're talking about who's getting in the playoffs, how you win is not up for debate. It's wins and losses get you in. So they beat Green Bay, and then they lose to the Saints. They score 7 points, and they put up 30 in Atlanta. They are a half game back of Tampa Bay. And I would think the best case for them to get into the playoffs is winning the NFC South. Okay, so Tampa Bay coming up has, I think, an easier schedule. They've got the Rams. Panthers have the Rams as well. Tampa's got the Cardinals. They both have the Saints. Tampa's got the Falcons. And then they get a turn against the Dolphins. Other than that, Carolina has the Niners on Monday night and the Seahawks. But they do play Tampa Bay twice. Even if they beat and sweep Tampa Bay, those other four games that are on the schedule for them and the other five for Tampa Bay, it's more favorable for Tampa Bay. But if they tie, well, then obviously they'd get the tiebreaker. I think for Carolina, you look at those two games against Tampa, although they are at the end of the season. Two of the last three games. So get yourself into a position where you can still win the division with those two games on the schedule. Can you do that if you lose to the Niners and the Rams and then beat the Saints? I think you need to win two of those games. Can you? I have no idea. I have no idea. The Panthers have a lot of things that they have to like on their team. And Bryce Young, I do think, is a little, you know, Jekyll and Hyde at times. He's very good last game. Rico Dowdle didn't do as much, but he has just been a monster. Tet McMillan's great. They got other receivers that I like. I'm not counting them out. I'm not counting them out. And if I'm a Panthers fan, I don't think as highly as my team as maybe Tampa does or Seattle or the Rams or some of these teams, but you've given yourself a good position to make something happen in the second half of the season. So I really hate saying enjoy the ride, but enjoy the ride. See what happens this week. At worst, you're 500. And then you got a home game against the Rams traveling cross country. We've seen the Panthers win games that we didn't expect them to win. We've seen them score a lot of points in some of these games. We've seen their defense come through when need be. I don't really know what to make of the Panthers. It feels like, I don't feel like there's an elite version of this team. I feel like there's a good version, an above average, a below average, and a bad. So if you see the good version in 3-4 of these weeks, that might be enough, but we'll see. Very interesting. Very interesting. Let's go to Gary in Arlington Heights.
Hey, Bart. Good talking to you. Catching up with Carlos. I love hearing you guys. You're You guys are always fun to listen to. Couple things.
Nice.
First of all, I was talking to Carlos, and I think I don't know why, but I do know why. It's ESPN and everybody in the East Coast bias, but I have no reason whatsoever to understand why everyone is so high on the SEC again this year. The SEC is overrated again. Since NIL started, the SEC is irrelevant. They're nothing. The Big Ten's won the last two championships because there is equal playing fields now. You can't pay people $1 million under the table. Nick Saban got out because he knew this. He knew that what was going to happen, and he knew that he couldn't continue to build what was going on in Alabama. But that's a different story. But what I'm talking about is the fact that Notre Dame's ranked number 9. They're behind Oklahoma, who's number 8. There's actually Notre Dame played Arkansas, beat them 56-13. Texas A&M beat them by 2.
Yeah.
Notre Dame lost to Texas A&M the first game, second game of the season, by 1 point. They were just starting out with a new quarterback. Their defense has a new defensive coordinator. Notre Dame is in the top 5 in this country without fail, and they're ranked number 9. Nobody likes Notre Dame. They're tired of it. They're mad because they're not in the conference. They're not in the conference. Everyone's all upset about it. But you know what? If you're getting paid that money like they are, why would you join a conference when you can still be the best team in the country and play anybody you want and recruit nationally? I wouldn't do it. So,
yeah, the only downfall is they're not going to get the only downfall right now of not being in a conference is they're never going to get a bye in the playoff.
No, they can get a bye now.
Now you got to win your conference.
Oh, you they get a home game now, but they can't get. I see what you're saying.
Oh no, you're right. I'm wrong again.
Yeah, they changed that this year. They reseeded.
You are right. Oh man, I'm stupid. I'm a stupid dummy.
No, you're not stupid. It was stupid last year what they did because they wouldn't give people the buys, and you had people like Boise State and all these people ranked number 3 and 4, and they got.
I actually did not hate that, but I get it. Yeah, so there is no downfall. You're Notre Dame. Just be Notre Dame. I agree with that. I wish they would join the Big Ten, but I get what they're doing.
But there's such a bias against the Midwest. Look what happened last year with Indiana. Cignetti's doing a great job. He's doing a great job recruiting. He's got the school behind him. The school's giving them money for all the resources they need to build whatever they want. They can recruit. They can keep their coaches. They re-upped his salary twice in the last 2 years because the administration's behind this, because they see that what can happen when you give resources to your football team. And Coach Cignetti is doing a phenomenal job. Freeman's doing a wonderful job. But guess what? They're in the Midwest. They're in the state of Indiana. Nobody cares. So, finally Indiana's getting their respect this year, but they got no respect last year. None. And
yeah.
Everybody was biased with the SEC, and they're biased again this year.
No, these are all good points. Gary, I'm going to keep talking about this, and thanks for the call. So, SEC versus Big Ten. I think the problem with the Big Ten is right now it is very top-heavy. You've got Indiana 11-0, Ohio State 10-0, USC is 8-2, Oregon's 9-1. There's a lot of 6-4, a lot of 7-3, a lot of 5-5. The SEC, a lot of 7-3, but a lot of 8-2s and a lot of there's a 9-1, a 10-1, a 10-0. It just feels like the middle is stronger, or the top middle is stronger. But I'm listening to your points on Oklahoma. They got crushed by Texas. And Notre Dame, these losses were at the beginning of the year. And I don't think Miami's a terrible loss on the road, first game of the season by 3. Texas A&M, that was a 1-point loss. We see how good they're doing. I think the reason Oklahoma has boosted themselves up is these last two games against ranked opponents, especially Alabama, which the committee, I mean, yes, the Alabama bias is gross. It's the grossest thing in all of college football. Even with Saban gone, Kalen DeBoer is getting, he's getting the benefit of the doubt. Now, Alabama is also 8-2, but they're not going to get in. They're in. They're a shoe-in. They are in. Now they have good wins on their schedule also. They got Eastern Illinois and Auburn coming up. Oh, no. Auburn or Oklahoma's got Missouri. I think what the problem is, like, okay, guy calls in. He's arguing 9 Notre Dame, 8 Oklahoma. You may think, who cares? You may think, who cares? He should care. Because there's also a team lurking at number 13 from the ACC. And Miami does not have a real inside track on that ACC championship game. So Miami's trying to be a team to get in via an at-large. They got Virginia Tech. They got Pitt coming up. Right now, we are looking at Oklahoma versus Notre Dame versus Alabama. And then BYU and Utah are in there. And this is how the committee thinks. They group teams. So right now, they're grouping Ohio State, Indiana, and Texas A&M. They're all the undefeateds. Okay. Then they're looking at some of these one-loss teams that didn't get boat raced. That was BYU. So they're looking at Georgia, Texas Tech, Ole Miss, and Oregon. They're ranking them. Then they're looking at Oklahoma, Notre Dame, Alabama, and putting them in the next bracket. Then, okay, here's the other Big 12 teams, BYU and Utah. And then, okay, who else? 8-2 records, maybe a 9-1. You got Miami, Vanderbilt, USC, Georgia Tech. This is how they're determining it. So they've got Notre Dame on tier 3 and let's say Miami on tier 5 out of the top 15 teams. Well, if Miami keeps winning and the season ends and things shake out how they do, are we going to look at Miami at 10-2 and Notre Dame at 10-2? And are we going to look at, well, Miami beat Notre Dame in that first week? So, yeah, Notre Dame being 9 right now matters that they're not ahead of Oklahoma. So I do get it. To the Midwest point, and this isn't even a Midwest game, but the biggest game of the week is Oregon and USC. There might be one other one. Is this the only game? Okay, Missouri and Oklahoma is 22-8. USC versus Oregon is 15-7. Those are the only two games between ranked opponents. The Oklahoma game is at noon Eastern. CBS in their marquee spot has the CBS. They have the Big Ten game. I bet you throughout the day you see more highlights of Oklahoma and Missouri than you do USC and Oregon. And one of the other problems is ESPN. ESPN. Why is college football the way it is? ESPN and Fox. I can't make this point enough. ESPN is in love with the SEC. They were in love with the SEC before they even had the top line rights. Their coverage is all slanted towards the SEC. It always has been. It always is. And the Big Ten, so Fox is like, well, we want to do that. And then they had the Big Ten Network, and then they poach these other teams from out west. You know, CBS gets some packages, NBC gets some. But you're going to watch games throughout the night on ESPN and ABC, and they're going to hammer. And then guess where the college football playoff show is on? It's on ESPN. And then guess who airs most of the college football playoff besides the games they sublicense to TNT or whatever? It's ESPN. ESPN. I mean, this is that's the first thing I'd try to change. Is why does ESPN rule college football? These bowl games, all they are ESPN TV shows. The bowl games are like no longer put on by Bowl Game, except or Bowl Game Incorporated. They're by ESPN events. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Guess what they said straight ahead on the Bart Winkler Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast. Here at the Bart Winkler Show, we give you hot takes, hot mics, and hot guesses.
It really doesn't matter what you say. And I'm hoping that nobody on our team is playing for you.
It's the audio of the day you need and the transcript you don't.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
I'm real serious.
I put my heart and soul into this every single week.
The contestants are ready.
You play to win the game. Hello?
The Bart Winkler Show proudly presents Guess What They Said.
Listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Here is tonight's host, Carlos with a K.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
That's right. Guess what they said. Happy Friday, everybody. If you made it, that means you're listening to this and you're still alive. You're not, you're not under the dirt. If you don't hear me, then you're probably listening to something else, or you're dead. Either way, that's the wrong answer. On Fridays, we get you the audio of the
asleep.
Week.
Could be asleep. I don't think it's an either or, fam.
No. If we're on, you're not asleep. And if you're asleep, you're dead. I have no excuses. We need the numbers. Guess what they said on Fridays?
We
get you the audio of the week. Very true. If this does anything even matter anymore. No, nothing. You're gonna no-sell me? Okay, got you.
I'm laughing, but no audio game. I'm laughing. My shoulders.
Nothing like
moved
a silent laugh.
I know. I'm sorry.
Geez, I was hoping for a little bit more.
It's an oversized hat. It's bigger than a normal hat.
All right, last one. All right, I was just going through all my laugh drops, literally, as I was trying to fight off a cough. And I coughed. And I turned off my microphone like a professional. Let's go ahead and hit this Texans over Bills game one more time. 23-19, your final. I want you to guess what Josh Allen, quarterback of the Buffalo Bills, had to say on if Houston did anything differently tonight against them. Now, Josh Allen got sacked a bunch of times. Two turnovers via interceptions, including the game-ending interception where Allen essentially threw it right to Bullock, the safety, and it was a great play, diving interception. But, yeah, Houston takes care of business. Houston statistically has the best defense in the NFL. Not really translating that well to fantasy, I suppose, because I have them, and I didn't drop them, but I didn't play them. I'm banking on the fact that Shador's going to turn over the ball twice and get sacked like 12 times, so... Hopefully that pans out. But I want you to guess what Josh Allen had to say. Again, did Houston do anything differently tonight? 9 seconds. Bart, guess what they said.
Oh, we knew what they were. You know, they just played intense and with a lot, brought a lot of pressure, made things difficult for us. I think we expected that coming in. We just couldn't handle it, and we'll have to do better going forward.
I'm sorry. Repeat the first part of your answer again.
I don't remember.
All right.
Not necessarily. They just got they wanted it today, you know. And we had a chance to win it there at the end, and got to find a way.
Luckily, I caught the back half of that answer. I was coughing for the first half, and I don't think you got it.
The first, I said no. I said no.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
All right. If I have to replay the tape and find that you're lying, am I going to find a lie?
No, what I said was I don't think so.
Okay, well then you know what? Ignore the incorrect buzzer. I'll make sure that I'm not coughing again. I think I've gotten that out of my system. You are 1-0, and I appreciate the transparency here because again, I needed you to repeat that. I was dead.
I think whatever you had, you might have given it to me. But hopefully you can give me a win because you're 1-0 to start. Guess what they said. Let's go to Aaron Rodgers, your boy. Former Green Bay Packer, former Ni-Jet, current Pitt Steeler. They're going to be taking on the Bears this weekend. So I want you to guess what Aaron Rodgers had to say on if playing in Chicago is different than any other opponent. This is 15 seconds long. What did Aaron Rodgers had to say about the Windy City that is not specifically nicknamed that because of the weather?
It is one of the great places to play. They got great fans. Doesn't matter if they're up or down. Always passionate. I've had a lot of good memories there. It's just a really great place to play, and I enjoy being there each and every time that I am. I look forward to this game. But yeah, it's always fun, but we just got to get a win, and looking forward to that. Now, I know he says something about bygones being bygones, that it's not as dramatic as it used to be. I don't think that's the cut you asked me for. So I'm focusing on how the sports fans are great, and he loves playing there.
There's incentive for every opponent, but I have enjoyed many a Sunday and Monday and many Thursdays in that city. It's a great sports town, phenomenal sports fans, and great place to play.
Now, you're getting the correct answer because that's the point of the game here, but I don't like that you basically operated with inside information. It feels like you were trying to Martha Stewart me the whole time. Especially you talking about, I don't think you're playing the part of the cut that I think you're going to play. So, you're 2-0.
Well,
but I'm watching you.
It's Friday night, and you're using clips from Wednesday afternoon.
I mean, what did I say? On Fridays, we use the audio of the week slash day, or day slash
so,
week.
So, by your estimation, I should not do any prep for my show.
Damn straight. Turn on the mic and start talking. That's it.
I basically did that tonight.
And somehow you cheated your way into 2-0. Let's see if you can get a sweep here, even though for all of you playing at home, don't worry. We'll make sure we get all five clips out of here. We're contractually obligated to do so. Not really. We just want to make sure we kill the time before the update. Let's go and guess what Brian Schottenheimer, head coach of the Cowboys, had to say. They got a game against the Eagles this Sunday afternoon. That'll be a 4:25 Eastern kickoff. Philadelphia will be going to Jerry's World. Philadelphia was looking to try to get a stranglehold on the division, which they already
do. Do you want to know something insane?
Sure.
I have Google Chrome up just on a random website.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as you said that, an advertisement for Eagles and Cowboys popped up on the screen.
The devices are
always listening. I'm not kidding.
Big Brother is listening. I believe you. I truly do. I'm pretty sure if I, looked on my phone on something right now, I'm going to get like an ad for, Falcons and Saints. I don't know, because that's what I just clicked on. But anyway, I want you to guess what Brian Schottenheimer had to say on how they're going to defend against the tush push. It's 12 seconds long. What did Brian Schatz have to say?
Well, yeah, it's a difficult play, isn't it? We're going to play it. We've seen it before. These guys know what to do. We're going to get up there. And the main thing is to try to not get them in those situations. Try to keep them in third and long and try to eliminate that play from the playbook. But if we need to see it, we'll be ready. We'll be ready for anything.
We've got some reinforcements in there and guys that have seen it. And it's a game of leverage. It really is. And I do think that, the league is trying to, make sure that it's a legal play.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's why I was in the third spot. I had a feeling you were going to get one, if not both of the cuts correct to start off with. So I roadmapped this way. This one was a little bit of a curveball. I didn't think you were going to get it, and you didn't.
It's 2-1. This is the one thing you plan out for the show.
Yeah, I executive produce a segment, which is why my job is still available on LinkedIn. If you want to go ahead and apply for that, try your luck. Who knows?
I'm falling asleep.
Well, I'm not doing my job, clearly. So 2-1, you still have an opportunity to close out here, and we'll stay with football, but we're going to go to the college landscape. I want you to guess what Dan Lanning had to say. He is the head coach of the Oregon Ducks. They got a big game coming up against USC. You've harped on that a little bit in this hour. And you can listen to that on the free Odyssey app. You hit the rewind feature or on the podcast in about 25 minutes. You can check it out there, too, if you're listening to me in real time. And for whatever reason, you got to duck out. Or you missed the first segment. Or I'm just going to keep talking until, words get filled out. Number 15, USC, will go to number 7, Oregon. I want you to guess what Dan Lanning had to say on why a win this weekend is important. It's 12 seconds long. What did Dan Lanning have to say?
Look, right now we got everything in front of us, and we just got to meet these moments and take these opportunities. This is a big game. It's a big rivalry game. We know these guys a long time. Home crowd's going to be ready. But we got to win games if we want to get our ultimate goal, and that's the college football playoff and beyond. So it's a big game, and we're going to be ready for it. We are going to be ready.
Weekends like this with the distractions, with all the pieces that are going on, that can be huge weekends for you in recruiting. And we've been able to live off of moments like that here in the past, and certainly want to be able to take advantage of this weekend.
Big aspect of college coaching. Gotta find your next class of suckers.
That is not how the game's supposed to go.
Hey, listen, that's what Dan Lanning had to say, and you didn't guess it correctly.
Recruiting. Oh, brother.
I mean, I would think it's because you need a win, because every win is important. You know, you gotta gear up
Cheese
to try to get into the
crackers playoffs.
I don't know why the hell he's talking about recruiting when they might not get in the playoffs. They cannot
recruiting.
Lose.
Recruiting.
Right? Isn't that such a bonehead answer to or a thing to be thinking of? That's
what
why it was perfect
world?
For this game. And it's perfect because now you're 2-2, so you need this. You went from being comfortably up 3-1 like the Warriors, and now the Cavs are calving it up, and you could possibly lose, or you could win.
Block my James!
Let's see what happens. Now your win or loss is depending on the ability to translate new Virginia Tech head coach
There'll
James
never be
Franklin.
A better block in NBA history.
I don't know. That Tayshaun Prince block for the Pistons was actually pretty damn good. That was an incredible block.
Well, this was game 7.
I understand that, that play was fire. All right. Guess what James Franklin, again, new head coach of the Virginia Tech, had to say on what he brings to Virginia Tech. It's 17 seconds long. You know his career. Get inside his bald head and figure out what he had to say. James Franklin, what does he bring to Virginia Tech for the win or loss?
I think I bring the experience of a coach who's seen a little bit of everything, you know? I think that I'm going to bring the tenacity and the necessary tools that we need for this program. This is a good program. It's a great school, great fans. And they've been waiting for us to take that next step. And I'm going to, have the tools to do that. And I'm just very excited to get going. But I'm going to bring myself, James Franklin. You're going to get what you see is what you get every day, 100%.
I feel like it's going to put us in a really specific position to separate ourselves over a ton of different schools. There's very few head coaches that have had the experience in the SEC, in the Big Ten, and the ACC. And we're going to use all those experiences and resources for the betterment of Virginia Tech.
Now, let me tell you, you almost talked yourself out of a win. You should have stopped that experience. You added so much other extra crap that I almost felt like your answer was going to get diluted and get you wrong, but you said the one word I was looking for, so therefore you win. That is a 3-2 final, and you know what that means. Sorry, Jeff in New Orleans.
Man, you really glaze him up every time I win.
Because he seems to call pretty much every time Guess What They Said is about to come up, and he's just like, I got to hear that favorite drop. And I'm like, I don't force it, brother. I'm not here to, play gotcha. You gotta earn these wins or these dubs, and tonight you earned a win. So congratulations to you, Bart, to cap off a long week of Guess What They Said, and more importantly, another week, and that's Guess What They Said.
Would you like to play it for him just for his sake on this Friday night?
Nope, gotta earn it.
Okay. All right. I tried, Jeff. I tried. Six-pack of picks coming up right now. We'll go to an update. Marco Belletti.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crack open some cold ones. It's the Bart Winkler Show's six-pack of picks.
Who wants to play Drink the Beer?
Right here.
You win.
All right. What do I win?
Another beer.
Whatever you do, do it responsibly.
Where are the designated drivers? Beat it. I got no room for cheapskates.
Hey, bartender, give me a winner.
It is time for our six-pack of picks. A little bit of a nightcap. Tonight, we will look at the NFL. In college, we gave our picks yesterday. I'm 15 and 21. Carlos is 18 and 18. In the NFL, I'm 17 and 16, and Carlos is record redacted.
Yes, that's the best way to call it from now on.
Yeah. 11 and 22.
I thought it was redacted. Come on, man.
Put a light over the black tape. I am going to be a dumb head. And take my green and gold, the Green Bay Packers against the Vikings. 6.5, the way this team's been playing, I don't love it. It's also Toyotathon, though. There's been some weird correlation between Toyotathon and Jordan Love playing well. So much so that he tweeted about it, and now he is a sponsor for Toyota. The Vikings, I'm a guy who gives every benefit of the doubt to these younger quarterbacks, but J.J. McCarthy is probably in for a beating from a defense yep. that needs to step it up a little bit this week, at least with flashy plays. They've been playing fine. They're holding teams to not too many points. Offense isn't carrying their side of the bargain. But I do think the Packers get enough points to beat the Vikings by the spread margin, which is 6.5. So I will take the Green Bay Packers, and then I'll break down this game on Into the Winklerverse on my podcast after the show.
Oh, what a plug. What a pro by you. All right. By the way, I do love that pick. I would have taken the Packers as well. Can Justin Jefferson just get some points, please, for the love of God?
The interesting thing about you liking that pick is that I didn't ask.
Well, the interesting thing about you not asking is me not caring. Let's go to the Cleveland Browns and the Las Vegas Raiders.
Both, I'm a jerk.
Yeah, agreed. Combined 4 wins amongst these two losers, both 2-9. Why do I care about this game whatsoever? Well, Shedeur Sanders is going to play. I don't think he's going to be particularly great, and I don't think it's his fault. Kevin Stefanski hates him. He wants him to fail. Stefanski is basically begging ownership to fire him, which I think will happen at the end of the year, and then Stefanski can go to either the Steelers or the Giants or whoever's going to have an opening, because Tomlin's probably out in Pittsburgh as well. That being said, Raiders' defense is bad. However, their offense is okay. Cleveland's defense is very good, but their offense is the worst in the NFL. You do the math. Raiders laying 3.5 at home. I'll take my chances. I think they're going to go ahead and Ned Yost. Remember the Titans diss thing to Shedeur Sanders. You blitz all night. Give me the Raiders laying 3.5 against the Browns.
Did you say Ned Yost?
Yeah, he was the defensive coordinator for Remember the Titans.
I think it was Bill Yost.
Wasn't it Ned?
No, Ned Yost was the manager of the Brewers and then the Royals. Won a World Series there, fell out of a tree stand, almost died.
And I emphatically said Ned like 3 times.
Yeah. You know, he fell out of a tree stand and almost died, and then he was able to get cell service, so he became a pitchman for Verizon.
I must have been under the tree because I completely thought it was Ned Yost the entire time.
I'll stop mentioning brands that don't give us money.
Please.
All right, I got another pick for you. That would be the Dallas Cowboys are 3-point dog at home against the Eagles. I think if the Eagles are going to keep crying and being so emo, I think that they need to have a game where they suck, so we deserve it. So I'm going to take the Cowboys, who are not really looking good when it comes to a playoff spot and the odds for that. I think they're going to try to keep their season alive. They'll have that big showdown on Thanksgiving with Kansas City, almost in a loser-leaves-town match. And I like them to win this weekend to set that up. So I am taking the Cowboys plus the 3 at home.
All right. I'm going to stay with the NFC.
You like that one?
No, I don't care. I'm going to go to another NFC East team as well. I'm going to go with the Giants. They're going to be going to Detroit. The line here doesn't scare me whatsoever. The Lions have one of the best rushing tandems in the NFL in Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. Side bet, I think Gibbs gets 2 touchdowns, Montgomery gets 1. It's the worst rushing defense in the league, and that's being in the Giants. No Jackson Dart. I will happily lay it at 12.5. Give me the Lions over the Giants, minus 12.5.
I'm going to go to Sunday Night Football. Buccaneers at the Rams. Buccaneers need to keep the Panthers at bay. The Monday night game is going to get a little more interesting because the Buccaneers are going to lose this game to Los Angeles, and they are not going to cover. I like the Rams minus 6.5 at home against Tampa Bay on Sunday night.
All right, let's round off this six-pack of picks here. I've been saying it since March of this year. The Kansas City Chiefs are not making the playoffs. People laughed at me. People have mocked me. People have dragged me, even on this own network.
I asked our boss if you could be fired.
And somehow I'm still here. And maybe because brilliance is often mocked, the Chiefs are 5-5. They're going to be taking on the Colts. Yes, it is at Arrowhead, which is why the Chiefs are getting are laying 3.5. But I think the season for the Chiefs takes another hit. Their postseason chances are pretty much dead. I'm going to like Colts getting 3.5. Jonathan Taylor, big game. Chiefs don't have the same defense they used to. Yeah, they don't give a lot of yards on the ground or the air, but they also don't turn the ball over. They also don't force a lot of turnovers. They don't get a lot of sacks. I think Daniel Jones will have a solid game. Give me the Colts getting 3.5.
So my picks, Packers 6.5 over Vikings, Rams 6.5 over Bucks, Cowboys plus 3 over Philly.
And I am taking Vegas laying 3.5. I am taking Detroit laying 12.5. And I am taking the Colts getting 3.5.
Let's sneak in a real quick WTF.
You don't have to go home, but we have to get the heck out of here.
Oh! Shut it down! Oh, let's go home!
Here's tonight's Winkler's thrilling factoid.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
Your nightly WTF.
What did you say?
Wait, WTF? What the?
Oh, my God.
Only on the Bart Winkler Show.
All right, more plugs. You know the Duke's Mayo Bowl. You know the Pop-Tarts Bowl. There are some bowls that have done a good job with their branding. The Boca Raton Bowl is now going to be known as the Bush's Boca Raton Bowl of Beans. It will be the first bowl ever to have its official name end in a word other than bowl. The Bush's Boca Raton Bowl of Beans. That's your WTF. Thanks to Marco Belletti and Carlos Ortiz. David Shepard coming up next with you. Enjoy. I'm Bart Winkler. We're back on Monday on the Infinity Sports Network.
Thank you for listening to The Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.